This is Andrew Zimmern, and this is a selected chapter from my book, The Bizarre Truth, or How I Went Out the Door Mouth First and Came Back Shaking My Head. Experiencing food and sharing culture is what a traveler's life is all about, and exchanging our stories makes the world a more useful place. The Last Bottle of Coke in the Desert. Dying Breeds. The Last Bottle of Coke in the Desert. A Day in the Life of Tobago Cox. Everyone readily acknowledges that the world is changing, and our country has become obsessed with the next new thing, whatever it might be. I'm not above wanting the next best thing. In fact, I find I am just as interested in finding the latest Singaporean fish head curry spot as I am in downloading the latest application for my iPhone. On our planet, you will come across people, places, things, ways of life, pastimes, cultural celebrations that are, in essence, the last bottle of Coca-Cola in their given stretch of desert. I don't necessarily mean to say that I'm a passionate advocate for bringing back the days of the horse and buggy, although with our obsession with fossil-based fuels and the implications of what the car has done to the modern world, perhaps that's not a bad idea. But the notion that we can observe and participate in unique aspects of living history, meet people who are the last of their kind, take part in celebrations that are disappearing as the world becomes flatter and smaller, is one of the more thrilling benefits of traveling. It's not often that you get a chance to dive into those kind of headlines the way you do when you travel to other countries. With all the cultural clutter in the United States, it's hard to clear away the wheat from the chaff and find these dying breed stories. But trust me, they exist here. There's the guy in Tarpon Springs, Florida, who makes the last brass, leather, and canvas diving helmets in the world.